The new government in Iraq faces a question that the previous government could not easily resolve. The question is what to do with former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. How many to put on trial, how many to ban from government, how many to keep in government jobs. Many of the government's experienced officials were Ba'ath members. And in past years, U.S.-supported efforts to eliminate the party's influence contributed to Iraq's instability. Rendal Rahim is executive director of the Iraq Foundation and a former representative for Iraq's government here in Washington. She says any form of de-Ba'athification raises difficult questions.
Are we going to go after every single person who carried a Ba'ath Party membership card? Or are we going to be coupling membership of the Ba'ath Party with actual acts committed by an individual? We have to set up very clear criteria and standards.
When you talk about individuals who are culpable, though, in the aftermath of Saddam Hussein's Iraq, that is such a huge number. You think about all the members of the army who could be implicated or at least have been on the scene when atrocities were committed, members of any numbers of intelligence agencies, government bureaucrats. This is a very, very long list of people who could be directly implicated with some terrible act.
Even if you decide that it is individual responsibility, you have to set out the criteria and the standards. And one of the problems with the De-Ba'athification Commission that was set up in 2003 is that there were no criteria and no standards. And nobody knew who was responsible, who was culpable, and therefore who was going to be purged.
When you speak with Iraqis, either here or in Iraq itself, do you hear different points of view about where that line should be drawn between the people who are allowed in and the people who are put on trial?
Absolutely. There's a great deal of debate in Iraq. We do not and cannot try 100,000 people. However, there are lesser punishments, such as barring them from running for parliament, barring them from ministries, and so on. We have to answer the question, are other pursuits open to those people? Can they go into the private sector? Can they do other things? We must address this social problem, because ultimately, this is a problem that we all have to live with.
If there were a very broad purge of former Ba'athists from Iraqi government ministries, what would the effect be?
It would certainly delay the stabilization of the institutions of government. This is not to say that we should not get rid of them if they are people who can do damage, because it is better when we are building those institutions to build them on sound footings, rather than to say, well, we're in a hurry and therefore it doesn't matter. Selectivity is going to be the key.
Steering a course perhaps between idealism and practicality.
Absolutely. I can tell you, if certain people stay in government who are known by the population to have committed criminal acts, then those institutions will not have credibility in the eyes of the population.
When Iraqi government leaders speak about de-Ba'athification and speak about trials, does it appear to you from this distance that they're serious, or are these political statements?
Oh, no. I think many people are very serious about this. The extent of persecution and the vast number of victims, their numbers are in the millions. And these people call for justice. They need to be vindicated, and not in any revengeful way, but their suffering has to be justified. And they're serious, yes.
Rend al-Rahim is executive director of the Iraq Foundation, which has advocated different Iraqi issues for more than a decade, and she was also a representative of the new Iraqi government here in Washington. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Pleasure.